Some victims of the mass shooting in the United States are being buried this weekend. 49 people were shot to death Sunday at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida. The gunman, Omar Mateen, also was killed. More than 50 other people were wounded. About 300 people were inside the Pulse nightclub at the time of the attack. Mateen exchanged gunfire with a security guard, entered the building, and then took hostages, Orlando Police Chief John Mina said. About 3 hours later, law enforcement officials sent in a special police team to rescue the hostages. Officers shot and killed Mateen. Police say he had an assault rifle and a handgun. During the early morning hours, Mateen used Facebook to search the terms Pulse Orlando and shooting from inside the nightclub. In earlier Facebook posts, he expressed support for Islamic State group leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and called for an end to U.S. and Russian bombings of IS positions. Mateen was born in New York and was a U.S. citizen. His parents are from Afghanistan. The gunman had worked as a security guard since 2007. A federal agent said he bought at least 2 guns legally in the week before the attack. The Federal Bureau of Investigation questioned him earlier after reports that he had made comments in support for the Islamic State. FBI Director James Comey told reporters on Monday federal agents had questioned Mateen in 2013 and 2014. Investigators also followed him and had studied his communications and contacts. But officials took no action against him because the FBI did not find any evidence of criminal activity. Comey said Mateen had strong indications of radicalization and may have been inspired by foreign terrorist organizations. But he added that the FBI has so far found no evidence the Orlando gunman was assisted or supported by any foreign terror groups. FBI officials say Mateen's wife had some knowledge of his plans to attack the nightclub. One investigator said Noor Zahi Salman went with her husband on a reconnaissance mission to the nightclub between June 5th and 9th. Law enforcement officials told reporters that Salman warned her husband not to carry out the attack as he left for Orlando last Saturday. Salman was born in the United States to Palestinian parents. She was Mateen's second wife and the mother of their 3-year-old son. On Monday, the Islamic State called Omar Mateen one of the soldiers of the caliphate in America. However, the group did not make any claim of responsibility for the nightclub attack. Mateen's father, Sadiq Mateen, told NBC News that he did not believe the attack was connected to religion. He suggested it was more likely an act of homophobia. He said his son had expressed deep anger when he saw 2 men kissing recently. President Barack Obama went to Orlando Thursday and met with some of the wounded and with the families of those who were killed. He also spoke with some of the police officers who helped end the shooting, emergency medical workers, and doctors who treated the wounded. Obama repeated his earlier statements that the attack was both an act of terrorism and an act of hate, This was an attack on the LGBT community. Americans were targeted because we're a country that has learned to welcome everyone, no matter who you are or who you love. Obama added that the government would be relentless against terrorist groups like Islamic State and Al-Qaeda. We are going to destroy them. We are going to disrupt their networks and their financing, and the flow of fighters in and out of war theaters. We're going to disrupt their propaganda that poisons so many minds around the world. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz.